The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 85. As the group struggled to pry me from Alvy, I realized something. I had changed during the course of this ridiculous expedition. I could not imagine that the me who was lured from the comforts of the Amphiarthrosis Club all that time ago would have been capable of such feats of bodily strength and bold action. That sad, indolent fellow was slow to put down his drink and rouse himself from his chair. He would never have been either willing or able to pin two much larger, robust, outdoorsy fellows in the course of just a few minutes. Nor would it have been necessary for so many people to work so hard to wrench him from his strangling duties. I guess it is true that travel broadens one and helps one develop. I was pretty clearly a more powerful and active individual than the one who tumbled over in Roger's Club that night. Blood surged through my veins. My heart was pumping, and my grip felt powerful on Alvy's throat. Why, now I felt positively virile. It was perhaps this feeling of virility and newfound strength that led me to believe that kissing the enticing Corinne was the next order of business. I was, after all, on a sort of roll. I thought she would be swept away by my newfound masculine charms and melt into my arms. She did no such thing. If you are feeling all testosterone-y at some point, all uber-male, and picture yourself as catnip for the ladies, I would highly recommend the following course of action for ridding yourself of this very foolish idea. Have a very small, almost delicate girl with a fake mustache drop you on your ass. It will work wonders for you in the bringing you back to Earth department. For quite a little girl, I have to say Corinne packed a hell of a punch. My jaw still aches a bit thinking about it. I had never in my life been both shot at and slugged by any woman that I was interested in. I had been, of course, snubbed, ignored, condescended to, and mocked, but this was, for me, a first. Needless to say, I was even more smitten.